Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, so we want to hear stories of when you almost died.
Oof.
Does everybody have one? Like, you won't. Come on.
Almost died?
Like, here's an example. This was in the news. This person, our whole family was actually saved because of Metallica.
Yeah, rock on!
What do you mean?
Jesus, Aaron. So I think they had a Metallica concert scheduled or something. So they all went to bed early because they were going to have to drive a long way to go to the concert or something.
Okay.
So normally they'd be sitting in their living room, watching TV, doing whatever, having popcorn. And they're like, we got Metallica tomorrow. Yeah. So they all went to bed early.
Rest up.
Right.
So
they're all in bed. Sorry. And out of nowhere, a truck, I believe, drove off the road and threw their house and landed
in the living room where they said that they would normally be.
Yeah.
No.
On any given night, that's where they're going to be at that time.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
thanks to Metallica and the concert being far enough away that they knew they had to wake up early, they were saved. That's what I'm talking about.
That's crazy.
Like that moment that... It's just like you think, like, what was the, I know I always bring this up, but wasn't Marky Mark, didn't he oversleep?
Oh, and like missed a flight,
missed the Boston flight on 9/11.
Was it Marky Mark? I know Seth MacFarlane did too, the creator of Family Guy. He was supposed to be on
one of the flights.
That's
one of
probably
the planes.
Who you're thinking of.
No, Mark, I think Marky Mark was supposed to be, because he was supposed
to
fly.
Are we talking about Mark Wahlberg?
Yes.
Was going to take a commercial airline?
Yeah. Oh. So it said, like, they sometimes, I mean, out of Boston to LA, he's probably going to be sitting first class.
Yeah, true.
The hijackers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because
class. It was a long time ago, too.
Yeah,
so
true.
You
are correct. Mark Wahlberg was supposed to be on Flight 11.
Wow.
Which is the World Trade Center flight.
And hasn't he then been in movies about, like, the
things
aftermath?
Like that.
Of,
yes.
Yeah.
I think
well,
it's so crazy.
Rob Lowe was on the one, like, the week before. The trial one where
the hijackers.
He was with the guys.
They did the trial.
They figured out
like,
that they went and did it, and then
they took those flights, and like they're all in first class. And he's like, when they put all the pictures of the terrorists on TV, Rob Lowe was like, you know, I sat with those guys 1 week ago on that flight.
Wow. How am I just learning this?
Did you really?
I feel shocked that I didn't know this, but
There's another story out of Brazil where a newborn baby, somebody had a baby, didn't want the baby. And I don't know, they must not have the law where you can just go to a fire station, go, right. Here you go. So they put it in a trash bag. And then it was in, like, it was ready to be crushed.
Okay. This is too sad.
I know, but yeah, it's like, but the baby lived because somebody noted, like.
One of the trash guys who was collecting
like heard
garbage.
It.
Yeah. Heard the baby crying. And, yeah.
And stopped the compactor before.
Wow. Okay, that's good.
Don't do that.
No, but we want, like, this is.
Does anyone know what is a cutoff on that fire station policy, by the way? Yeah, I've got a 5-year-old.
Starting to get a little unruly. Yeah. What's the warranty on this bad boy? I think it's like 3 months or something. Not even. Maybe 6 weeks. You don't have a ton of time.
Okay.
No.
But you, it's still a great thing.
It is. Absolutely.
He's
yeah.
like, I don't, yeah, just drop it off at the fire. Anyway, if you have a happy story where you, basically what we want is like, just like there's that intuition moment where you could have done this and you didn't, and you're like, all of a sudden.
It's like when you like are running late for a trip and then you are in really bad traffic and you're like, why am I in bad traffic? And you find out there was like a horrible car accident that happened 15 minutes before.
And you would have been that accident.
Mm-hmm.
Like the one that I always remember, and I think it was it a national news story, but this guy had a heart attack on the road and they like pulled over. He knew he was having a heart attack, pulled over, and a car pulled in behind him and another car pulled in behind him. They're all just kind of like, is this guy okay?
They just knew something was up.
Yeah, because he like pulled over abruptly or whatever.
Yeah.
Out of the car that was behind him, the people that ran up to his car, nurses, and like, oh my God, the car behind them, defibrillator salesman.
What?
So where? Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, he's having a heart issue? I happen to sell defibrillators. I happen to have
85.
And they saved his life.
Wow. That's
on the side of the road.
A good ad for that defibrillator salesman.
Yep. All right. So if you've narrowly escaped death, we want to hear your shouldn't be alive story. 303-222-5423. Call that. Text it.
There was a story, and some of you are going to groan, involving a Taylor Swift concert. But there were these teens who got in a car accident leaving the 1989 tour.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
This is, yes, about 10 years ago.
Okay.
And during that tour, she had the flashing bracelets that would light up to certain songs and change colors. And she has them on all
Jennifer
her tours
the Eras
now.
Tour. Yeah.
She was like the pioneer of that technology.
Coldplay was actually the pioneer of that technology, but Taylor was an early adapter. Yeah. But
your knowledge of animal husbandry and all things Taylor Swift is remarkable. But keep going. Yeah.
So I like that you're fair. You're like, no, she's not responsible.
I don't want to discredit Coldplay.
Yeah, okay.
What? Why do you know that because you Googled Taylor?
I know that because I intake a lot of dumb information and then I just hold on to it.
All right.
But this story, I remembered it. So I looked it up and it's, they got in a car crash. Their car was like kind of off somewhere. So they started hitting their bracelets to the window. Someone saw the lights and saved them.
Wow.
And they would have otherwise
died. Shut up.
Mm-hmm. Well, no.
So Taylor Swift saved their life.
Essentially.
Wow.
Okay.
You're welcome.
First Metallica, then Taylor.
And then Taylor. All right. So if you've got some unusual story where you've cheated death, we want to hear it. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for the reason you shouldn't be alive.
Hmm.
This could get weird. Connor shouldn't be alive.
I shouldn't be alive. All right. So I was a novice surfer out in Morro Bay, Central Coast, California. It was a dusk, no lifeguard, nobody out, and got caught in a current that takes you behind this massive Morro Bay rocks, old volcano plug. And didn't want to follow the current and get trapped behind that. So I tried to paddle in, got exhausted. I was just lying on my board, thought it was going to be it. I was yelling, and some vagabond surfer paddles out, asks if I need help, grabs my ankle, and jacks me back in. Says that
oh,
he's,
my God.
Traveled up the coast.
At least you had your board done. Like,
wow.
Because I've swam out, and everybody, if you don't know this about me, I love the water, but I can't swim.
Oh.
And I was in Cabo, and I did the same. Like, I got myself too far out fighting the current, and then you're just exhausted. Mm-hmm. And if you when you don't have a surfboard, you're going to, like, I was like, I made peace with it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I did, too. And not expecting anything. This guy, get back on the shore, and he's like, oh, do you mind buying me a tank of gas? I'm a trying to make my way up the coast, continuing to surf, and I'm like, yeah, no problem. Bouncing and gas, and never saw him again. Never heard from him. Just,
wow.
Oh, yeah. It was just the kind of like Legend of Bagger Vance moment. Just kind of moves off into
that's
the
so crazy, though.
That yeah.
Because you were just going to go out to sea and just die out there.
Yeah, I was just planning on getting caught out there. Yeah. Someone would probably come.
We talking unleaded? I don't know.
Yeah, what was the gas price right then? Thanks for the call, man. Don?
Yes.
Yes.
Yay.
Yay. Shouldn't be alive. What happened?
I went into a local hospital here in Denver and was having surgery. And while I was having surgery, the surgeon nipped my vein. And I was in recovery and I stood up and I couldn't feel my leg. They rushed me into the hospital and a vascular surgeon happened to be in the next room finishing the surgery to sew me up because I died on the table because I lost so much blood.
Oh, wow. My God. So if that surgeon's not over there, you're dead.
Exactly.
Wow. Ooh.
Yeah. I hate these stories.
I know. Eric and I are both like all the way.
Yeah.
Fetal position right now because it's like, oh, yeah. Bleeding. Oh. Was it peaceful? Kind of.
No, that's what I was hoping for. Oh, like I didn't see the light or nothing.
I have some interesting news for you all, Cheryl.
I must be going to hell.
I guess you already knew. All right, thank you, Don. Vuta.
Yay.
Shouldn't be alive. What happened?
Okay, a couple years back, I was camping in the mountains with some friends. We had a roaring, really majestic fire going on, and I was standing on a stump. I was trying to break this branch off the stump by kicking it because, you know, I wanted to sit on it. But when I was kicking it, I slipped, and then I fell straight onto the branch, and it pierced me in the chest. But the branch broke, and then it just left a scar across the chest. So.
You impaled yourself? Like, if you were a vampire, you would be dead.
Yeah, almost, yeah.
Wooden stake to the heart. Hello?
I don't know how it works. It's not the same.
It's still a wooden stake. That would kill a vampire. If a vampire was trying to break a branch and did what Vuta did, it would be a dead vampire.
Yeah.
But it didn't go in?
No, it just created a scratch across my chest, like a little line that went diagonally.
Because it like broke at the last sec.
Oh,
yeah,
I got it.
That's terrifying.
So he got a scratch. He got a scratch and he shouldn't be alive. Is that
but
what we're doing?
But he could have died.
Okay.
He could have.
You're right. Yeah. Thank you, Vuta.
We know he's not a vampire.
Correct. Caitlin?
Yes.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be alive. What happened to you?
Oh, my God. Okay, so I was in high school, right? And this still gives me anxiety. And I was sleeping at a friend's house. Well, I get, like, homesick. I never go to anyone's house. But I was staying at my best friend's house. And that was the night a tree was struck by lightning, went through, like, the part of the house, landed right, it was a big oak tree, right on my bed. It would have killed me if I hadn't been at my best friend's house.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
I know.
Shout out to that best friend.
What? How is it?
Kill my best
she's
friend.
The reason she's alive.
Exactly.
Oh, that's not okay. I just
exactly.
Okay, you're right. That's how it works. That's so your best friend knew the oak tree was going to get struck that night. Shout out, to your clairvoyant best friend. Let's get some stock tips from her. Right. Is she wealthy because of?
Okay, this is really a breakthrough. What?
I don't know. I'm just angry.
Yeah.
How eerie is that though? Like getting home and it had to just be a wreck, and you're
it's
like,
crazy,
"That's
right?
where my I head know. Was."
Yeah, and my family was out of town, so that's why I was staying. I don't like staying by myself. I was only 16, so I mean,
shout out to your family for going out of
to
town.
That's right.
I know. They went to my aunt's wedding.
Shout out to your aunt
oh and my her gosh. Husband or wife.
Oh my God. All right. Thank you, Caitlin. Tiffany?
Yay.
Shouldn't be alive. What's your story?
Okay. So back in my college days, I was quite the rebel. Okay. I broke all the rules. So we had this party and I wanted to, you know, just show everybody my skills. I could ride a bike. I know how to ride a bike with no handlebars. So what happened?
Did she just flowbots us?
Yep, she did.
It's kind of the new Rickroll, isn't it? Okay. So what happened?
So I got on the bike and I'm riding it, you know, it was maybe just a little bit, a quarter mile, you know, And I'm showing off a little bit. I take my hands off the handlebars. I'm trying to ride this thing. And next thing you know, I hit, like, I don't know if it was a crack in the sidewalk or whatever it was, but it threw me, catapulted me forward. And I flipped over the handlebars, landed face plant on the cement. Okay. I'm talking about abrasion burn on my nose.
Yep. No.
Horrible. Okay. A slight concussion knocked me out. So, like the doctor said, the only reason that, you know, I wasn't hurt worse than, you know, the pain of smashing my face on the ground was the fact that I was hammered. Okay? I was cracked.
Oh, and your body is like
loosey-goosey.
Yeah.
What?
It does. Weirdly, I'm not suggesting it as a driving technique.
No.
But it can
weirdly
like loosen you up for impacts.
Really?
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that's what happened, you know?
Because you probably would have broken both your arms because your arms would have been out.
Yeah.
But instead, you just ate it with your face. That's
hey, you see, mom and dad.
The pain, okay? It's about 2 days.
Well, alcohol is the hero of this story. Thank you for the call,
David. The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
All right, it's time for news or nope, and I before we even start, I want you to understand something. I'm mad at T-Hack.
Why?
Because if news or nope is the news of the day and everybody in the room has a veto or a nope.
Mm-hmm.
And I still have mine. The girls, Erica and Aaron, have theirs. Mm-hmm. T-Hack blew his for no reason the other day.
He blew his yesterday.
On nothing.
Halfway through my story.
Yeah, just like you just blew it.
I gave you a chance to turn it around, and halfway through, I'm like, I got it.
Okay, but you understand, today's the day we need both our nopes to stop.
Oh.
Because we could stop this story.
But this is actual news.
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide this is news. Or no.
Do you think it would be possible to maybe use, like, get a loan?
No.
Yeah, for next bank. Week.
No.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to say to that?
Use your nope from, what'd you say?
No,
said,
that doesn't count.
I just was saying no to your idea.
We're responding to you right now.
You
no,
also.
But if you just said, no, that just, that's your, here's
well,
the thing.
I'm not noping myself.
Yeah, you are. Okay, so.
What if I go first and just go really long? Good
we'll
evening.
Find time.
Oh wait.
Welcome to the program.
Now go.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program. Let me find a story. Give me a second.
Lester Holt does this all the time. Where he's just like he's on camera.
And he's like vamping?
And no, yeah, because it's like sometimes the teleprompter's not working. He's like, hold on, and he has to Google his story. The girls really have a story they want to get to.
It's fine.
He's got a very shared experience.
Okay, I'll start. We're gonna start right now. Ready?
Good evening. Thank you for joining.
C is for cooking.
Oh, dang it. Sorry.
That's good enough.
I'm sorry.
For me.
I'm sorry. Just sometimes the thing's just like, okay, sorry. Go ahead.
It is deserving of that, actually.
Okay. Yeah. Just get
Aaron,
it
would
out.
Would you like to hit the headline?
Taylor Swift now owns all of her music. Everything she has ever created, music videos, music, everything.
The films.
All of it. She owns it.
Erica, can I just say that I'm like you as the sparkle tattooed person letting
Shimmer.
Aaron have the story. That was nice.
Oh, well, I just figured I would because I knew that I would add more than we needed. So I wanted to give her a moment with the story.
Before you walked in, T-Hack, there was a little argument in the studio. They're mad at Scooter Braun for buying
Correct.
The Cadillac.
Which I never understood.
Nor do
never,
I.
Never, ever did I understand why that was... That happens
of
all the time.
Of course you would do that.
That happens all the time in
Scooter
music.
Scooter Braun blocked Taylor. Taylor made an attempt with
right, and he's
more,
paid more
money than anyone to purchase them like from him. And he was like, no.
Yeah, because I'm making money on this.
He sold them to the Shamrock Capital, whatever. And then he tried to put in the news. Well, I tried to encourage her to buy them from Shamrock.
Mm. Why didn't Scooter sell them to her instead of
he
Shamrock?
He didn't want to, I think.
Oh.
They became beefy. But
yes.
You cannot be mad at
but
him.
Are you saying he took less money than what Taylor was offering?
probably not less, but maybe equal.
Thank you for joining the program.
I don't get it. The Beatles, sorry, Aaron, were so mad at Michael Jackson for buying their catalog.
Well, because there was also something like Paul had basically told Michael that, and then Michael went behind his back and did it.
Right. Because it ain't show friends, it's show business. Like,
maybe it should be more show friends.
No, it shouldn't be show friends. Like, if I had the chance to buy Taylor's catalog, I would have done the same thing.
But you don't know her personally and have problems with her already.
But the reason to buy it isn't to then sell it back to her. The reason to buy it is to keep it to make money off of it. So yes. That's what he did. Right.
It was all just very skeezy, and there's a lot of intricacies, and like
I'm missing the skeezy part. Genuinely, I don't want to be this obtuse. I don't understand. I remember it being a big hullabaloo at the time.
Yes.
Yes.
And still is a hullabaloo. What are you talking about?
Okay. I'm happy for Taylor though. Today, I genuinely am.
And her letter said she's been working on this for like all of her career. So the whole time she had the intention of buying the masters from her first six albums, which were with Big Machine Records, and then Scooter Braun got involved, and then this other like Shamrock Capital got involved in it.
Do we know the final bill? Because I saw today it was like somewhere between 600 and a bill, but then that said that might have been exaggerated. Do we know how much she dropped?
If Hailey Bieber's music or makeup brand went for a bill, Taylor's catalog should go for more than a bill.
But I don't think it did.
I don't know the final number. Okay.
The story that I saw, it said it was estimated to go between $600 and $1 billion, but they thought that was, there was a word they used. It was like exaggerated or something like that.
Estimated $360 million.
There we go.
That's it?
Because you're not going to get your money back right away. It's like Ryan Tedder sold his.
Right?
Right. You just get small money. It's like spending $1 million on an apartment building, you're like, oh my God, that's so much money, but you're only going to make $1,000 a month. So it's going to take you however long to get that back. Mm-hmm. So she's not, you have to, so it's not that much. Because I remember, all these guys have recently done that. Like Ryan Tedder sold his whole catalog for like $100 million.
Huh.
So 300's still pretty dope.
Yeah. The thing that sucks about this whole thing is there have been so many times where we're like, this is the day she's got to tease Reputation, Taylor's version. Like there's so many clues leading up to it, and then it passes and nothing happens and we're all disappointed.
The most previous being the AMAs.
Literally the AMAs.
She still recorded Reputation already.
Well, why don't you wait for Aaron's next point?
This letter that she posted today said, haven't even recorded a quarter of it.
Oh. But she has recorded Debut, and she said, maybe if it's something you'd be interested in, I would put it out someday. Guess what is next year? The 20th anniversary of Debut's release.
Wow.
But she doesn't need to re-record it now, right?
Because now she owns it.
So we're literally never
going to get it. That's what sucks. We have been wanting Reputation Taylor's version, and we are never going to get it.
But she said we'll get the vault tracks.
Okay. Okay.
So basically, Swifties are happy. Except for Aaron.
You are so mad, T-Hack. I love it when you get this mad. Like,
but I'm just confused. I'm not mad. I'm confused. Because I don't... That's business. And it's good to see Taylor Swift make some money.
Yeah, finally.
Do we have time for at least one more story that's not Taylor related?
Yeah, T-Hack.
Good evening.
So Taylor...
Oh my God.
I forgot we had notes.
She just, what the hell just.
I would love to talk about Taylor more. Let's do it.
Okay, hold on. Whew. Erica, do you have a story ready?
Absolutely not. I feel that Aaron and I really covered Taylor.
We had one story.
Yeah, but
two headlines. She got all her music and no Reputation Taylor's version.
Well, this is the last moment that I have, so nope.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's Feel Good Friday.
All right.
You're happy about it.
Yeah.
I love this part of the show because it is when the negativity of this room finally leaves the room for a second and we concentrate on the good things that happen in life. And every week, Aaron has the panicked look of someone who did not.
I have a story. Only one. So I really hope you guys didn't take it.
Okay. Who wants to go first? Who wants to feel good? I'm Delilah. Who wants to go?
Oh my gosh.
Who wants to go?
I feel like I have a really good story.
Okay, go.
All right, I'm gonna.
There was a woman in Georgia who was going through a drive-through very late at night at Burger King.
Okay.
And she spotted, does that sound good to you? She spotted a teen who had clocked in and was still wearing his stuff from graduation. Working, are you?
You stole my story! That's my story!
Well,
duh!
Seeing his great work ethic, he's like literally still in part of his graduation gear and like has medals on and such.
It's like they wear, it almost looked like an ascot or something.
Yeah,
like it's
yeah.
It's puffy, but he's got his medals. Like he took his robe off. Yeah.
Right, but he's wearing everything else. And so she decided, because of his work ethic, she set up a GoFundMe, raised $20,000 for him to help pay for his like college tuition and such. It's beautiful. I'm very cool. Really sorry that I stole your story.
Here's my story. A woman saw a kid in his graduation gear. She set up a GoFundMe and has raised $45,000.
Wow. Wow. Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Yes. The updated numbers.
And I pulled this morning, so if we check the GoFundMe, I bet it's more.
Yeah, it probably
is. Probably $100,000 right now.
I can tell you right now, $89,000.
Shut up.
That is so sweet. Because like all this kid did was the right thing. He just went to work.
Did you see the whole story, you guys? I mean, seriously, this makes me want to cry. He had to get to Burger King because he's just trying to make money so he can go to college.
Yeah.
He did not think he was going to go to college next year. He didn't have the money.
Oh, really? Wow.
So he was going to take a gap year, and so at the $45,000 level, he's like, I'm going to go. And now if there's 90.
There's almost 90.
He's, oh my God, I love it. Okay.
Cool.
Well, I don't have a story.
My story's out of Europe.
Oh no.
There's a movement going around in Europe. Called the offline clubs.
We're good.
Oh my God. There was a lot of tension there.
Okay.
It's
called the offline club. It's where teens can go, and it's specifically where no phones, no Wi-Fi, no internet, no anything. And here's what I really like about it. It's the offline zone, and it reminds me of like when you'd watch Lizzie McGuire. You'd watch any of those, Saved by the Bell. They're always hanging out. Arthur, they're always at the milkshake place, or they had like a place where teens.
Arthur?
Yeah. Arthur is a cartoon.
Yeah. But he would go to the milk shop.
Yeah.
The milkshake place or whatever. But it's like, that's what we're missing as a society, is like teens just hanging out, just being teens. Not
a place.
Yeah. Not gramming, not Twittering, not any of that stuff.
Okay. TikToking would be a big one.
They're
just talking.
That's really cool.
So yeah, you can follow him on Instagram. It's like a whole movement going across the UK.
Hold on, you can follow that.
That feels
okay,
wrong.
You understand? It's like that's where is that really a thing?
That's the irony of it. Yeah, that you can follow them, but it's I want it to come to America. I want kids to hang out. I want to be able to just be like, you grabbing a shake after school? Yeah, let's go down.
So you want to hang out with kids? Is that what you're saying? Is that sorry? It's Feel Good Friday. All right. I like it.
Thank you. We just wanted to get the Lizzie McGuire reference in.
Yeah. I was trying to think of what the place was called because it was something about like, it was a pun about coffee beans or something or like electric something. Anyway. Anyways, my story.
If only we could Google it.
My story is out of England, I think, somewhere in the UK.
Okay.
There's a young boy, his name's Tony, and not all of these feel-good stories start feeling good. He unfortunately was abused by his parents and had to live with prosthetic legs at a very young age.
Okay.
But by the age of 5, he was already walking, setting goals that most people wouldn't do. He has raised over £1.8 million for the NHS by walking 10 kilometers on his new prosthetics. Wow. And now there are laws in place to help kids.
Aaron's taking over the cry part of the show, it looks like.
That's awesome.
Well, wait, how do you raise money just by walking?
I think it was like a fundraiser.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's like if he made it 10 kilometers.
People donate.
All right. I've checked the story. Now a kid in England has raised 1.9.
Okay.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
All right, people. It's time to joke off. The little thing we call joking off. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the rules. Tiak, maybe you can help me.
There's
Are
rules?
We trying not to laugh? Like, we want listeners to call in and like try to make us laugh, but are we attempting to not?
Yes. Like, we often give the pity laugh, but I think right. We should try to not.
Not saying try, if you've called in before we've given you a pity laugh.
Well, we probably have.
Yeah.
But so
we're very polite.
Do we want funny jokes or do we want just dad jokes? Because like dad jokes aren't funny, right?
Sometimes they can be really funny.
Yeah. But they're so bad that they're funny. Is that what we're going
counts.
For? Like.
Yeah, I agree. Aaron's right. It counts. Count it.
Okay.
It made you laugh.
Like. Okay. We recently got the studio remodeled. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is not part of the joking.
Okay, I was like, are we not supposed to laugh?
No. We recently got the studio remodeled. The ceiling they didn't do, but like I don't know. Everybody look up at the ceiling. I don't know if it's the best ceiling I've ever seen, but it's up there.
Dang it. I laugh.
There you go.
I tried really hard not to.
But was it a pity laugh?
It was a laugh because I was like, this is so dumb. And I knew
that's the point. So that's what I'm saying.
Right. You claimed that you weren't doing it, but you were.
See, my problem, I actually think it's funny.
Okay.
But you didn't laugh. You didn't give me one.
It's not that funny.
Okay. Who wants to go?
Did you guys hear about the guy who ate a frog?
No.
Yeah, it looks like he's going to croak.
That one was obvious.
I didn't know where it was going. I'm really bad at this.
Okay. Who's going?
Did you guys see that there was a dog that got A's on all of his report cards?
A's?
A's, yeah. Uh-huh. He was the teacher's pet.
That's nice.
Erica, you suck. Like, if the point is to not laugh.
Well, I also thought of Swanson.
Oh, my God. Stop making it. Okay.
Okay. Well, hey, I wanted to know. Nope.
All right. Take another run at it.
I wanted to let you guys know.
Okay. Oh, I'll go no. while she puts herself back.
Mess.
You can't even get through it. What is wrong with you? Okay. Okay. There was this king once. I study a lot of history. He was only 12 inches tall.
He was a great ruler.
Terrible king, but a great ruler. Thanks for ruining it.
Stole it fair, and laughed.
I did have the same one about a queen in front of me.
Oh, okay.
Okay, right, I got it now.
Right,
okay,
you got it together?
Okay. I used to work at a fire hydrant company, but I quit after I couldn't find parking.
It's the fact.
It's actually good.
I think we just want Erica to read jokes the rest of the time. You are so bad at this.
Like, you. This is something I'm just learning I'm bad at.
I went back. I drove with my old car from high school, put it in reverse. I thought, this takes me back. I'm flattered, Erica. Thank you.
Okay.
Did you make that one up yourself?
I'll never tell.
Recently, I was traveling and I stopped by the zoo. But the zoo had almost no animals. It only had one dog in the whole zoo. It was a shih tzu.
It's one of my all-time favorites.
Shouldn't it have had just like a poop in it?
No, that's a breed of dog.
When he's having to mansplain jokes, that's how you know it's bad. Did you guys hear about the guy who's afraid of escalators? Mm-mm. He takes steps to avoid them.
Nice.
Real quick, if you have a joke in this wheelhouse, this is when we want you to call in. Just know this. No matter how bad it is, Erica's going to laugh.
Yeah, I didn't. So I held it in on that one.
We're going to, if you have a great joke, this is the time to call. 303-222-5423.
What do you get when you cross an ornery sheep with a crabby cow?
I don't know.
A real bad mood. Okay.
That same car that I was talking about earlier.
Oh, wait, it's still the car.
My high school car. I love it. It actually had to take a nap because it was tired. She'll go. Just stare at her. Yes. She'll go.
That's the problem. T-Hack looked me in the eyes.
This one's going to get me in trouble, but No, maybe I won't do it. You know, say what you want about deaf people.
Erica.
I'm assuming. I have tears in my eyes.
This is not good.
Your joke or me?
All of the above.
Yeah.
Why doesn't it hurt if someone throws a can of Coke at you? Because it's a soft drink.
Okay.
I've got to go. I actually told my mom I'd call her later. She prefers when I call her mom, though.
No,
I'm laughing because she has lost it. This is more of a landmark thing. And again, I'm not telling a joke right now. I want to talk about something serious. You know that huge cemetery in the middle of Denver, like kind of by Lowry? It's like Fairmount or whatever. It's like Alameda. You like drive past it for hours and hours. Mm-hmm. It's like one of the biggest cemeteries in Denver. It's like so big. Do you know why the people who live in Denver can't be buried there? Because they're not dead.
That one didn't do so well.
I know, I have too much setup.
Yeah.
Right.
But hey, two guys walk into a bar. The third one ducked.
Okay. I got a bar one.
Yeah.
A priest, an imam, and a rabbit walk into a bar.
What was that second thing you said?
Imam, like a, it's like a, you know what an imam is? Somebody Google it.
And...
imam, it's like a, it's another type of priest.
Okay.
Hmm. A priest, an imam, and a rabbit walk into a bar. The rabbit says, I think I'm a typo.
Nice.
This is an extraordinary, like so much dead air that it's almost not radio anymore.
Why does a chicken coop only have two doors? Not a lot of people know this growing up on a farm. Only two doors.
Well, it'd be a chicken sedan if it had more.
That's exactly right.
Should we stop and let the listeners do it?
Yeah.
It's time.
Erica needs a break.
I didn't even laugh. I held it together.
That's because he did the punchline.
Huh?
No, oh, I just meant in general. Okay. If you have a dad joke or just a bad joke, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It is joking off, and Erica has regained an ounce of composure. Can I just say, our boss just stopped by for a second, asked what was going on. I said, we're just joking off in here, and that's the first time she got it.
We workshop these titles.
I'm not sure that the people of Denver understood.
Oh, it's so funny. Before we get to your calls, I wanted to say something. I noticed something at my house today. I have a stepladder. I never really knew my real ladder.
You've been hanging on to that this whole time.
Because I always get to do that joke, and like you guys knew it, you so you knew what was going to happen.
Step, on, step it up.
Okay.
Doug.
Okay.
You guys killed it.
Doug.
Dude, I'm
Joking off. You're off to a really great start. Let's hear your joke.
Let's joke off. All right. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Mel Mop.
Melma?
Melma? Who?
Smell mop.
Smell mop
who?
Who? Oh, smell.
Smell.
Mop. Smell ma who?
Mop.
It's mop. Smell mop.
Smell mop who?
You should.
Oh, smell my poo. Oh my God.
This isn't going.
Come on.
I liked him though. He was fun. Eric.
Yay.
Joking off.
Hey, so what has five toes and isn't on your foot?
Five toes, not on your foot.
My foot.
Count it.
It's their laughter that's getting me.
Thank you, Eric.
You're down 2-0, Slacker.
Oh my God, they're really funny though.
Can I read you one from the text line?
Yes. Can you?
I'm gonna try. What do you get when you play tug of war with a pig?
I don't know.
Oh,
it's pulled pork. Okay, that was underwhelming.
Don't count that one.
Anna?
Yes, yay.
Joking off, what's your joke?
When does a joke become a dad joke?
Is a joke become a dad joke?
Hmm.
We don't know. When?
As a baby.
When it becomes a parent. Go ahead, Erica, laugh.
I did it!
Count it!
Like when it becomes apparent.
Yes.
And also apparent.
Right.
Right. No,
thanks, Erica.
One more time.
Mary.
Hi.
Joking off. What's your joke?
Okay, so this is a pretty serious one.
Okay.
Did you guys hear about the kidnapping at school last week?
No. What happened?
Oh, it's okay. She woke up.
My nephew told me that one last year. So I like it.
You did not get Erica on that one. Her nephew probably did, though.
Yeah.
Thank you.
For sure.
Corey.
Hi.
Joking off. What's yours?
Well, my name's Corey, and I used to date this girl who owned a parakeet. I tell you what, that thing never shut up. But the bird was cool.
Wait, what?
You don't get it? Do you get it?
Like her.
This
was not like a wink wink joke.
Cool.
No, this was like
the girl wouldn't shut up, but the parakeet.
Oh my god, you have a way of just ruining. Okay.
I thought it was like a. I'm not even gonna say
an innuendo or something.
Yep. Thank you.
I don't know how. I didn't get that.
Cool. We're going to do a little show after the show podcast today where Erica explains what she thought was going on in that joke. Wait, what could that... Okay. Virginia.
Yes.
Joking off, what's your joke?
You know why cows have hooves?
Cows have boobs?
Oh,
hooves.
What is
going on? Oh, Jesus. There is going to have to be a show after the show today. Why? Why do cows have hooves?
Because they lack toes.
That's excellent.
Mighty fine joke. Great work. Hilarious.
Thank you, Virginia. Sarah.
Yay!
Joking off. Let's have it.
All right. What's the difference between a good joke and a bad joke? Timing.
Wait, that was good.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Are you accusing me of something? Erica is
I'm
like
not
making a weird.
Accusing you of anything.
Again, if you don't know this, every day, like we each kind of send each other stuff and I compile it all into one document and then we come in here and decide to not talk about any of it. Sort of. And one of the stories that I found today was 7 reasons why women with tattoos make incredible wives. And Erica's got this toot about it. Like, well, it's just like you're psychoanalyzing me.
What I imagined was happening in your brain when you decided to send that.
Be very careful.
No. It's a dig on me.
Oh, okay.
I imagined that you thought Erica doesn't have a tattoo. She's engaged.
There is a little, okay.
And then you thought, I'm going to get her with this list.
It was not a gotcha. It's a teensy tiny, because I mean, look at her. Tiak, help me.
Because
I know Aaron won't help. Because Aaron's going to be like, oh my God, she's so great. But like, because girl power, you stick together. Does she strike you as somebody who has a tattoo anywhere on her body?
No. Right.
That's bold of you to judge based on someone's appearance.
That was an interesting sound that just came out of your mouth.
It's not just her appearance. I know her.
You said T-Hack, look at her.
I know, but I'm also saying we could put a picture of her up and like you wouldn't be able to tell. But like somebody who says something like this. Ew. Is she tatted up? She got sleeves?
No.
She a former suicide girl?
Tattoos aren't the same. You don't have to be in the military to get them anymore. Right.
No, I agree. But there's something about Erica that says she doesn't. It's the Iwa. It's the...
Obsessed with my dachshund. Like,
yes.
It's the worry.
Worry about everything. Somebody who worries about everything is not going to go into a seedy place and get hepatitis C. Not that those things actually happen. I think tattoos are awesome.
Do you have one?
I don't.
You would not make an excellent wife then.
He doesn't make a great husband either.
That was Aaron. For
people
the
in prison think otherwise. I would get, here's the thing about me and tattoos. I want them, but I don't want one.
You feel that you would I was going to say cannonball, snowball, out of control.
Yeah, because I think one tattoo is just like you just, what are you going to, like, I don't know.
I had one for a while, like 5 years. And then it.
What was your first one?
Then
was,
it went to eight.
The first one was like an homage to your dad.
Yeah.
See, that one, if you're going to get one and it has that much meaning, let's go. But I don't, nothing means that much to me. I was going to get my kids' names. So that's the only thing.
And you decided they didn't mean enough to you.
I just can't get anybody to draw it in a way that I want to
put. Yeah, you just got better at remembering them.
Right.
Look, guys, I don't need that tattoo.
I remember both their names.
Tattoos?
No, I don't have any.
Okay, so boys, none.
As long as we're judging, so I'm going to say, look at him and tell me he does. Like, to me, he seems like he would have something.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
When you first got here with your weird little boy band haircut, you didn't seem like you had any. But now you, like, now that you're Costco Dave Grohl, I'm sorry, I know you hate that. Who do you want to be?
Jason Momoa is better.
Jason Momoa.
There we go.
You seem like you have some.
Yeah, I don't. I never have.
I can see you with like a funky one on your ankle.
Oh, give him more than that. He's got like a leg tattoo. Like, have you seen him when he was a man bun guy? That guy had a tattoo, sure, for sure. Bun Tiak had a tattoo.
These all sound like negative things, though.
No,
it's cool. You're just like, and you have an anchor on your calf. Like,
yeah.
Like something like nautical. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. He's pulling, you know, Aquaman references here.
Just reveal it. You don't have one.
I do have one. The thing is, I do have only one. And you are not going to like the meaning of it. I'm pretty tough.
What in God's name is that? Put your pants back on.
No, it's on my wrist.
It's like smaller than a dime on her wrist.
Yeah, it's like the circumference.
Okay, so I was still lying.
Like,
you don't have a tattoo.
A fingernail. A P is a better way to put it. I do have a tattoo. I got inked on my 30th birthday.
What was it supposed to be?
It's a little glimmer. It's a little shimmer.
It looks like you went with a friend.
Is it for Taylor Swift?
Oh my God, if it's for Taylor Swift.
That's exactly what it is.
I am turning this radio station around.
She heard me say shimmer, and it's from the song Bejeweled. Best believe I'm still bejeweled. When I walk in the room, I can still make the whole place shimmer. Yeah, I guess I've been burying the lead on my whole Taylor Swift thing with you guys. But here's the other thing.
No.
Well, I'm lying too to congratulate you. It is Taylor.
Taylor, let's listen to her. She just dropped off.
But I got it as like at 30, and I was like still single, and I was like, oh gosh, I felt like I was being handed some interesting cards in life, and I just wanted a little reminder.
And you believe your little shimmer attracted this boy?
No, I don't believe that. I just...
It attracted this job?
So, that it may have.
So do you think that's enough to be a good wife? Like that, your great little tattoo.
Well, what were the seven reasons?
I don't know.
She wears a card on her sleeve. She's comfortable in her skin. She cherishes memories. She finds joy in the little things. She's always up for fun. Yes, she's a force
of
nature.
You're none of these things.
I might not be a force of nature. Actually, I am. If I really want something, it happens. And I know that you guys don't know that about me yet.
Listen to that voice and tell me we can't rub that tattoo off right now.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, so obviously I'm new to town. Mm-hmm. I mean, 5 weeks, that's kind of new, right?
Still new, yeah.
Yeah.
It's new enough. And I realized, it took me this long to realize, I need some food. Friends.
Easy.
You can laugh. Because I don't know why it took me 5 weeks to be like, what? I need some friends.
Well, you got here and it was like pretty busy. You just were at a wedding.
Very busy. We did like 2 weeks looking at venues. Yeah. It was a little crazy. So actually, I just
What do you want? Because like,
we could all hang
I'm full up.
Okay.
Yeah, no, get kidding. In line, sister. We've been trying to get you friends with Slacker for a long time.
You know, we don't want to be friends, do we? I mean, we are, okay.
Yeah, hold on.
No, but I mean, here's the thing. We are friends, right?
I would think so.
Yeah. I don't tell non-friends a lot of this stuff.
I know, but we don't hang out like friends. We're like the friends that like purposely want to catch up over drinks. And the drinks is just here. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, I don't want to do stuff with you guys. I just want to talk about the stuff you did.
You want to hear about it later.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then we have four different experiences to all talk about instead of just one.
If right? we all just like.
That's what I tell myself.
But like Eric has got her whole Colorado.
It's for the betterment of the show.
But, we've literally been trying to plan like Topgolf or axe throwing. And I'm just like, I wonder when the day is going
to
happen.
Oh, gosh, we will do love one to do that. That sounds so fun.
Yeah, but we can't do it right now.
Because we have the Colorado list.
No,
because
you'll think we're friends. Because
you're busy. Oh, God.
I don't want to give you the wrong impression that we'll do it again later. Like if we do one team building activity, you seem like a stage five clinger. You'll all of a sudden be like, what are we doing tomorrow? It's like nothing.
I'm actually not a stage five clinger. I like when I can hang out with someone for a few hours and then go, see you later.
Okay.
I like to go home, retreat,
okay.
See my dog.
Here's the weird thing.
That's really what it is. It's just, I miss my dog.
Yeah, all the time.
You're probably not going to like this, but I think I want to be friends with your fiance.
I know this.
And
you
not
sent me
you.
A text just to talk to him today.
I did. I sent her text
saying, hand the phone to Dane.
I did
I was
do
like,
that today. Because okay. I took some really good pictures of my grass.
Right.
And
oh,
I thought
nice.
He'd want to okay. like.
But see, don't you
did
think?
Did you get those photos?
No, I didn't.
No. Because he's not on the show. He's not on the show. I could be friends with him.
But by proxy, you're then friends with me. You can't just like be
no,
friends
I
with
can't.
Him.
No, I can't. No, I could swing by your place, pick him up, and we could go do top golf or axe throwing. In fact, I'll pick up your boyfriend, Aaron. I'll pick up AHAC.
Okay.
That is so
I will
strange.
Just. I will be friends with everybody's sig others, and that would fulfill me without crossing the boundaries that we've set within the show. That I've set within the show.
I was like, we don't have any.
Also, the great news here is I was actually not asking you guys to be friends.
Oh, sorry.
I was trying to discuss ways to make friends as an adult.
Mm. Okay.
I am going to a weenie dog meetup on Sunday.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
That's the saddest thing I ever heard.
Okay. I don't think it's that sad.
No, I do get it. Because, like, it
there's
is,
the Goldens and Golden thing. So, like,
this is Wash Park Weenies.
Okay.
Thank you.
Growing up in my hometown, we had wiener dog races. And yeah. In high school, I used to MC them as an aspiring radio person. They let me do it.
Can I? Oh, my God. Oh. Hmm. I've been looking for a reason for you to do. You did this on the air the other day, and I need you to do it again. Can you give me a little bit of like the play-by-play of the weenie dogs coming around a corner or something? I was like, go.
The wiener takes the inside corner.
Oh my God, why do I love that so much? Oh God,
the
when you say wiener, yeah, say
corner.
That again. Say it just like that.
The wiener.
Yeah, there we go.
Wiener.
Anyway, sorry. Back to your wiener races.
So I used to do it, and wiener dogs would come from all over. It sounds like this. Awesome. The Goldens in Golden, they're golden owners. They're like normal people.
Oh.
These are wiener dog owners. It's a little more eclectic.
You are aware that I am.
Yeah.
You know what, though?
That's why I use the word eclectic.
I think they've become more mainstream now.
Yeah. I would agree.
The wieners?
Yeah. Especially the long-haired wieners.
A little more eclectic.
Okay, so that's one thing.
That's one thing.
Okay.
I'm not sure how many people my age are going to be there.
I would guess a lot.
Okay. Fingers crossed. If you are going and you're listening to this right now, send us a text.
303-222-5423. So the wiener dog thing. I'm going to tell you, TAC is being a little bit of a D to you, but he has the same problem.
Mm-hmm.
We were actually going to do a thing called the hubby hookup to try to find him friends.
Well,
and I still think we should do that.
Yeah. You've gotten further along with these two than I have.
Well, dude, but it is harder for boys.
Yeah. So I'm like I'm a weird boy too. I don't play video games. I don't like
right.
a lot of the stuff.
Or shoot.
Shoot.
Like,
you
and me aren't like.
He didn't even know what it was.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Like, we're not regular. It's like, you want to go to the range? And it's either golfing or shooting. And no, I don't want to do either.
Yeah, and I don't golf either. So
right.
It's part of it's my fault that I'm not like normal.
And you, if a guy, if a guy walks up to another guy at a bar, just both of you are on edge about it. Where you, you know, where it's, you can't just go like, hey man, cool hair. Like, can we be friends? It's just
well,
a weird.
That's not really how girls make friends either.
But
usually.
You kind of do though.
In
you're
the
like,
bathroom.
Yes,
yeah.
You're like,
yeah.
Oh my God, look at your nails. Oh,
yeah, it's true. No one will talk to me in the bathroom. Why?
So, what do you want us to do?
Oh, I was just wondering if you had suggestions, but clearly not.
No, I mean, we can find them. We can get you something. You need a hobby.
That sounds so time consuming.
But then you're putting all your eggs in the hobby basket.
Right.
You're like, I'm gonna take up basket weaving. And then you know, all your friends are just basket weavers. That's what you're
right
have
now
in
she's just gonna have wiener friends.
Well,
so what do you like, is there a way to fix
you Erica. Just have to go outside. Meeting people is so easy. It's very intimidating at first because like I had the same thing, and now I'm in too many group chats.
Oh, okay.
Will you let her in?
No, because then that you don't want us to be
no,
friends.
No, you guys can be friends. I just don't want to be friends with any of you.
I just don't want to see it.
Exactly.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. Here's a weird question. Do we all know the color of our front door?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you making that face, Erica?
Because I do not.
How would you not know? You seem like the type of person who would know.
Okay, what does that mean?
Well, because...
I don't even know the color of the front door of the house that I still own in Salt Lake City.
You don't know the color?
And you owned it.
I owned it. But we would park in the garage and come through the garage often. And now, this is why I don't know it. I park in the back and I come through the backyard.
But when you walk Swanson, where do you...
I wouldn't say I'm paying close attention.
But you go through the front door?
Yes, I do.
And then you enter back through?
Yeah, but who's looking at the color?
Most people?
What? That's a really strange... It's... You not knowing the color of your front door is almost as weird as the way you say garage. Say it again.
The garage.
Yeah. She's just skipping over that first A,
yeah.
Right?
She takes those garage, A's and added it.
Garage.
To the
garage.
Yeah.
Makes more sense. Well, I have a story about what the color of your front door says about your personality. But if you don't know.
Well, the three of you know, right? Also, I didn't paint it myself. I'm in a rental.
No, but like, okay.
Do you at least have a guess?
I'm going to guess black.
That's, I don't think, okay.
I don't think she has a guess.
No, that didn't sound I will confident. Say this. Right? That would be a really stupid guess were it not for Chip and Joanna and bringing that whole
like industrial
house,
or whatever.
What do we call that? Modern farm. I think. Yeah. It's that black and white look. Mm-hmm.
What color are all of yours?
Listen, we're not going to, well, I'm going to sit here and wait for your to text us and tell us what color.
Are you waiting for him to go look or to tell? Like, does he know?
Do you think he knows?
I don't think he knows. We've only been in the house for like 5 weeks.
You still? Okay. So, okay. Is there a place in your house, like your living room, where it's like, and then you look over at the door?
Oh, well, the inside is white.
Well, I have two different colors for mine. I have the inside of the door.
Yeah,
what
the inside
is
white.
Okay, well, that's okay.
Also, so you know who knocks on a door anymore?
Huh?
Who knocks on a door anymore?
People at my house, when you get a Ring camera, people will knock thinking the camera doesn't activate. It happens all the time. Like the weird sales guys just are out there like doing this. And I'm like, but I can still see you when I'm not getting up.
Interesting.
Yeah, I know that happens too. And then the dogs still bark
and
everything.
It's like, and you're like, dude, what are you? And then they just incessantly pound. Like, oh my God. Sorry.
Wait, so are we talking about the inside or the outside?
I don't know. I don't have everything.
I would think I
assumed outside.
It's gotta be the outside.
Okay. I think it could be both.
But the inside, pretty much everyone's gonna be white.
Yeah.
I mean,
are you kidding me?
Unless you have like a wood door, like a wood tone.
Yes.
Okay.
What are you talking?
Hollow core? Or are you
with
going solid?
I'm T-Hack on this.
I've never in my life, my parents' house, any of the houses I've lived in Thornton or wherever, I've never had a white front door. Ever.
On the inside?
On the inside.
Really?
Never.
That's the majority.
Yeah.
You really believe that?
Yeah.
In fact, if anyone right now does not have a white inside front door, text us because
303-222-5423. Okay, here's the thing. If it is the inside, white means you're clean and simple. It represents purity and a preference for order. Yeah, so it must be the outside for you. Because that does not nail you at all. Does everybody have two separate colors in and out?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm
who wants
to?
Aaron, go. What's your out?
Mine's the out is blue.
Calm. Okay. I'm going to just stop reading these because they're not even close.
What?
Calm and trustworthy.
Mm-hmm.
It denotes a peaceful and reliable character.
I think that's spot on.
It's pretty good.
Okay. Well, the inside of my door is blue.
Well,
This is way off.
No, really? You think Aaron's calm and trustworthy?
Yeah.
It feels like an insult if we say no. Yeah.
It's not like the house is a spa the whole time. Like, I have my nephews. We're most of the time screaming, having a dance party, playing. Okay. But, like, very reliable. Someone could come to our door asking for help. We'd help them.
Okay.
Oh, I see.
I like that. Okay, I like that.
Okay.
T-Hack?
My front door is black.
Hmm.
We painted it black. Nice. But I knew the old color before we painted it.
What color was it?
Just for the record. Kind of like plum. Like
was it purpley?
Kind of. It had like a purple hue to it. Yeah. It was like so dark that we're like, just paint it black.
Yeah.
Looks
I'm going to say this. You should have left it purple.
Oh.
Why?
Oh.
Because that's creative and unique. It showcases individuality and artistic flair.
Okay. Well,
here's
we got
what
rid
you're
of
not going
to
like. Either I'm blue from my inside, which puts me like Aaron.
But what does black?
I'm getting there. Or I'm you, because my outside's black.
We could be the same. Let's. What does it say?
Let's hear it.
What does it say?
Elegant and sophisticated.
Yes, yes. Of course.
What are you doing?
What? That's how we talk in our house.
You pass the gray poupon with love. It exudes strength and authority.
Strength and authority.
All right. Well, that's all the colors we have. Do we have a text from the fiancé?
We do not have a text from the fiancé.
He's like, we have a house?
My dog threw up on the floor. I don't know.
I don't have barf color.
I think it's gray.
neutral and balanced. Okay, this whole thing is crap.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is awkward.
Tension in the room.
I didn't know it was this big a deal.
I didn't either. Otherwise, I wouldn't have brought my whole lunchbox.
Which, by the way, was this lunchbox once one of your nephews?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, it does have dinosaurs on it, so I wasn't sure if she purchased that herself or...
Can you name all of them, Aaron?
That's a triceratops. Oh my God.
This is really happening right now.
Pretty good.
Pterodactyl. Okay. That's,
This is going to be one of those moments where I...
Good aunt.
Where I sort of tear down the fourth wall. If you've listened to the show, I have to do this every once in a while.
I got that one.
Every morning we all kind of scour the interweb and we kind of send each other emails of like, hey, there's a story about this. Hey, there's a story about this. Erica just sends, hey, there's a story about weddings. Hey, there's another story about people who have fiancés. Here's a story about weddings. Here's another story.
Wedding info in.
Weddings.
Well, I am happy to talk about it. We do officially have a date and a venue.
Woo!
You got the venue?
We got the venue. Everything's signed, sealed, delivered.
Okay.
They can still be bought. We'll see, Slacker.
Yeah, we'll flip that.
All right.
Anyway, so T-Hack keeps sending in the same story day after day after day. And I'd like to just read. I'm like, why do you want to do this story so bad? Yeah. Here's the headline. Eating at your desk could be hazardous. And T-Hack really, it's like, then we kind of come in here and we decide how many people driving around in their cars, you know, in the afternoon are thinking about eating at their desk. And it's like, but T-Hack really, really, really wants to do this story. Mm.
And it's interesting because I've actually never seen him eat it.
He doesn't bring food in. I don't think I've seen work.
He doesn't.
Period.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jinx.
But ever since Erica got here, it's like a smorgasbord. Yeah. It's like a buffet in here.
It's like the Golden Corral.
Yeah. I pushed the door open the other day, and there was a lot going on in here. Yeah. There was a lot of odors. Mm-hmm.
Erica does a nice spread.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
She had kimchi and an open can of tuna. Mm-hmm. And
you're talking about the other day when I was sitting on the couch.
Oh, no, I had something too.
You both had spice. You had
no, I think it might have been
chicken something. You guys both said it.
Mango.
Mango.
No, you guys kept saying the thing and like you've never had chicken.
Oh, you had tikka masala.
Whatever that is.
I forgot about that day.
Yeah, it was just like so much smell in the studio. Yeah. You know, the tiny little area where we record our show every day, where you would think you would, you know,
the shared space
where I don't know. Do I practice my taxidermy skills in here? To watch you, so I'm not gutting a squirrel and then shoving it full of
eating chicken tikka masala or my rice and beans and chicken that I bring from home is not the same as gutting a squirrel.
It's very similar. It's very similar.
What's your problem with it?
You have a huge problem with the fact that they eat here.
Well, no, I'm actually glad that Aaron backed me up and said I never bring food in here because that is true. I never do. And I pride myself on it because this is a place to work, not a place to eat.
Okay, but when...
Oh, my God.
When our boss brings in, he'll every once in a while be like, hey, lunch is here. Help yourself to a slice of pizza. You bring that in.
That I will bring in, sure.
Ooh,
yeah.
Aaron.
So why can't we have our lunch here?
Because that's a surprise that's like sprung on us. Like, oh, there's food here. Like, oh, let's eat some.
So
We know what time we work every day, right? So you could adjust your eating schedule.
Oh my God, you're really upset about this.
If we're here for a long time, I'm gonna get hungry.
And I'm a diabetic, so.
Yeah, and her sister's dead.
Slacker.
I walked as if she was pulling out all the stuff.
She was gonna say it.
She was definitely gonna, I'll eat for my sister. Because she can't. Oh my God, that's so dark. I'm so sorry.
Why
I'm so sorry.
Did you go there?
Because Aaron.
She won the argument with diabetic, and then you said, why don't I bring up your trauma?
Because I know Aaron so well. She fights fair until she doesn't. And then she just starts, once she starts throwing the stars, she's like, wham.
It's like,
the diabetic is like, with no can defend. It's like the crane move. Mm.
She has every reason to eat here.
Yeah, what about you?
I have poor time management. I need to get it done.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Do I seem like a little bit peeved today? Did I come in with a little bit of bad energy?
If you're asking me,
well,
the answer is always yes, and today's like no exception.
Well, yeah, what did I tell the class?
What?
No, hey, I know you have something to get off your chest.
Hold on. Dehack, what do you think that soccer looks like today?
What do you look like?
Yeah. Dude, go for it. Just unleash, man.
You look like a country singer.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
That is a lot better than what I said.
Right? No, I'll absolutely take that. But if you want to roast me, go for it. Because I want to see if you're anywhere in the wheelhouse.
What color are your jeans?
Blue.
Okay. I agree. Country. Yeah, you seem like just like a country guy.
Yeah.
Tim McGraw or like Kenny Chesney.
If I have these blue Ray-Ban aviators and if I put them on, people call me Eric Church. And I don't even know who that is.
Okay, well, get educated.
I can see it. You need the sunglasses, though.
Yeah, sunglasses I've gotten with this hat, I've gotten Eric Church before.
Okay. Mm. Yeah.
No. But Little Miss Priss walks in the room and says,
"Ooh."
I said, "You look like Larry the Cable Guy."
So I'm having a great day. So I don't really give a crap if you're in a bad mood today.
Slacker is wearing a denim hat with a light blue shirt and denim colored blue jeans.
And brown Chelsea boots. So I got it all going on.
Okay,
It was the hat that really threw me off.
Larry the Cable Guy is a fat, disheveled, purposely...
He never wears sleeves.
Right. I don't get how I became... But enough about me.
Right.
Let's talk about you, princess.
I'll apologize and say that this is the reason I came in going, Larry the Cable Guy.
Oh.
You know what is real annoying?
Uh-oh, she's trying to take over Teed Off with Tia.
Compared to Larry the Cable Guy?
I'm not
Play
Teed
the
Off, per se.
Okay,
no, I'm not Teed Off, and I'm not T-Hack.
She said she was peeved.
I said I was peeved.
Okay.
She's peeved off.
I was doing laundry this morning.
I'm sorry, it already started.
We gotta sing the whole thing.
With all the problems in the real world, Erica don't care. Seem to bug her are so unfair, and so let's get teed off with Erica.
Oh man, he's real teed off today.
Beautiful. I actually think this is not the same as a teed off with T-Hack. Okay, his are usually a bit silly.
Wow.
Now he's
two
he's
for two.
Yeah, now you got both the boys against you.
Today.
Oh, by the way, I'm sorry to interrupt one more time. Erin was out of the room when Erica first got here, but she'd already seen Erin, and she was like, man, does Erin look fat in
this? No, I did not.
I would never say
that. Oh, my God, but you're ticking everybody else off. Why don't you say something about her?
No, that's my friend. Now I've completely lost what I was angry about.
What are you mad about?
I was doing laundry. Oh, my Lord. I go to put the wet clothes into the dryer, and what is in my laundry machine? That would be a washing machine.
The laundry machine.
Yeah, put it in your fancy laundry machine, didn't it?
It was filled with water. Yucky, gross water. So my clothes had gone through a cycle, and then it didn't rinse and spin, clothes are just sitting there. By the way, I thought I'd have dry clothes by the time I left for work.
You only have one set of clothes.
No!
What are we talking about? That's not good clothes. These are my working clothes.
You are not helping fighting what Erica...
I'm leaning in.
Larry the Cable Guy.
I'm leaning into it. Oh, I wanted to call you Mater.
Full on Mater right
so,
now.
So, Mater. Wait, he was the voice of Mater.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we're just now...
Well, and did you know that's not him? That's all a character.
You can find him doing stand-up in the 80s with a mullet and not even a mullet, that weird sort of the one dude from Full House, the guy who's cut it out, that guy.
Oh,
Joey?
Kind of the longer in the back.
A total mullet. Anyway, he's just with a polo shirt on with a popped collar. He's a normal looking dude, talks normal. And this whole, I'm like Mater with a tuh, that's all an act. It's 100% not that. I'm sorry, back to your splashy laundry.
Yeah, so I got real upset and my fiance said I'm going to take matters into my own hands and took him to the laundromat. And now our landlord has to come over and fix the. It's just been a whole thing.
Mm. Okay.
I just wanted to say.
Can I just say this? I'm sorry about your washing.
Thank you so much.
It does not. give you license to talk to me like that. Call Aaron Fat.
I did that.
And whatever you did at TX.
Call my thing silly.
Yes.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story about a guy who got mugged. And that wasn't the worst part of his night.
Oh, no.
Bud.
I've got a story about a guy who is overcompensating.
A local story.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
All right, this story comes from Florida! And it is the most Florida thing that could ever happen.
Okay.
A man is currently like being searched for by authorities.
Okay.
Because he decided to go into a pet store.
Yeah.
Take a ferret.
Oh.
I don't have a ferret sound effect. She's talking. Somebody else do it.
Oh, my. Okay. And then the surveillance footage shows him putting the ferret down his pants and walking out. They cannot find him.
So, ferret?
All the above.
No.
Oh my God, that has to hurt. Wait, for real?
Yeah, for real. He stole the ferret by hiding it in his pants, down his pants.
Hiding it?
And also,
that ferret's not little.
It's shorts. So, how long were these shorts?
Hi.
Exactly.
They're not like 70s basketball shorts, I'm going to tell you. So he walked out. They could see him.
They saw him in the surveillance footage. They went, oh my gosh, a ferret is missing. Surprise. Someone put it
there
in
he
his
is.
Pants.
He's got it. Okay.
Yep.
All right. My story, not from Florida. But it is from Germany. Yeah. Also, this man was on the streets and somebody mugged him. So he was very sad they took his money. So then he called the police. While he was sitting there waiting for the police, a mugger happened by and beat the crap out of him because he didn't have any money.
No.
Turns out the police were very slow that night. So then he sat there with no money and his face beaten. Then another mugger walked by.
How many muggers are there?
The man was mugged 3 times while waiting for the police.
Oh my God, that makes me so sad.
I feel bad.
Then the ferret.
Then out of nowhere, this man with the ferret in his pants.
3 times?
3 times. Can I have one more ferret sound effect when I wrap this thing up? Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.